since they don't really have no nickel cornerback, so most definitely going to be an inside. But I mean, I love playing both outside corner and inside corner. It's two different worlds, and I just love the opportunity and challenges in both.
What was it about here that kind of attracted you? What made you choose coming here, and what were the factors in that for you?
At the end of the day, it's a business, you know, and it was an opportunity to be able to play and to help my career both on and off the field. That was the biggest decision.
Do you view this as a sort of prove it year for a long-term deal, and how do you kind of look at that? I mean, it's a 1 year, and you're going through that same process again now.
I mean, just the way the league is going, it's always a prove it year, you know. I mean, it's a young man's game at the end of the day, and you have to prove yourself every time you go on that field, you know, and that's my mindset in the situation.
With this team, you know, Antrell is here, Dominic Rodgers, obviously Prince, you, Demps, you know, you came off a defensive backfield that got a nickname, which they usually don't do, and won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see any recreation of that here, athletically, mindset? You know, what's your sense from last year?
It's a very talented group. You know, the guys here are older than what I'm being in Seattle and stuff like that, and there's a lot of potential here. You know, the organization has done a lot of great transactions in this offseason to really revamp that defense, and looking forward to the opportunity. You know, the sky's the limit for us at the end of the day. It's going to come down to us really just preparing and working hard right now in this offseason to have success in the season.
Walter, when you do come, though, from a championship mentality in addition to the Legion of Boom mentality, which I know combined well together, is there something you can bring this group from that?
Most definitely, I think so. I mean, it's a mindset of just being really being physical and having teams fear you in a sense. You know, that was the mindset that we had out there, and it came down to our work ethic and the way we prepared each week. And I think I can bring that aspect of that mentality of competition every day at practice, and just leaving it on the field and just playing as your last. You know, I've had a situation of being injured my first couple of years in the NFL and in college as well, and I'm very passionate about the game. I love the game. And, you know, you really do have to play like it's your last because you never know.
You don't know the personalities yet, but your defensive backfield have very strong personalities.
They do. I mean, I got to know them the first day here, you know. It's a great group of guys. I mean, everyone's just really bonding and meshing pretty well, though, you know, really welcoming in the new guys that have come in this offseason. And really looking forward to this whole process of training with them and leading into the season.
I wouldn't think Prince and Richard Sherman are similar in their personality styles, I would think.
They're a little different, you know. you know, Richard is a little bit more forward, and he always has something to say. You know, it's never a dull moment with him. But, I mean, these guys are very funny, and they have character and a sense of humor. No, that's, I mean, that's great for building that cohesiveness amongst the team and moving forward at the end of the day.
What about the